Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peyo Daf Chof in the Oiz Vodor edition, Perik Sheni, beginning of Aloha Base. The Mishnah says, Amas Amayim She'eino Yechoidol Yikotzer Koachas. Amas Amayim is a flow of water the size of a hamo that goes between the fields in order to water the fields. So that Amas Amayim, that you cannot harvest at the same time both sides of Amas Amayim. We'll see in the Gemara, what does it mean harvesting both sides at the same time? But you must do a break and then go through the water and go to the next, the other side. So then, Rabbi Doim Rem of Sekhas, Yudhis says, that's a break. And that stops the field from being one. You have to do pay on each field on its own. This Loshon is a Loshon of Pasuk. That's why it's a little different than the regular Mishnah. But it means to say, all the mountains that you have to, you plow them with a machine, if you can use an animal, and Adam has to take the machine and do it on his own, the plower, because they are very steep, so there's no way to take animals there. You do one pair for the entire place, you don't go and divide it, even though it's very difficult to get there, it still gets it to be one place for payah. The Gemara brings the Masamayim, says the Gemara, Bain Meimar Veloy Plikin. They wanted to say that maybe Rabbanon don't disagree with Rabbi Yehuda regarding Amas Amayim. So the Gemara, no, Ashkechon Tani, we found the Brice that says clearly, Amas Amayim HaKvuo HaRez Mavsekes, the Rabbanon hold Amas Amayim is always Mavsekes, regardless if it's Yecholi Kortzer Keachas or not, it always Mavsek, not like Rabbi Yehuda, that gives to it conditions. The Gemara goes on and explains, Havun Bayim Meimar, Mima De Omer Rabbi Yehuda Bo'imim Mitzadechod, Rabbi means to say that the Amas Amayim is Mavsekes, if there's no way to be on one side and do harvest on the other side, you must cross the Amas Amayim and get to the other side. But if he's standing in the middle of the water, the Koytzor Mikan Mikan, he's able to do harvest in both, then it's fine. That's what we would think to say. That the only problem is if there's no way to do the harvest on both sides at the same time. You need to cross the water. But if you're able to stand in the middle of the water, that should be good enough. Ashkantani, we found a bright so poly, it says clearly, he argues in that too. A person stands in the middle of the water, and does ksir on both sides, mafsik. That is still hefsik. Mafsik. What you're required to do, for him to stand in one bank of the water, and be able to do harvest the other side, it's not wide enough, that's the only way that's not mafsik, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara went in and said, "V'chol ha'arim, you have long, steep mountains, so then they still connect." If you have a rock that takes the entire sadeh, it's covering the entire length of the sadeh. We're in Daf Chof Amud Beis. If in order to go from one side to the other side, he needs to pick up the plower, go on top of the stone, and go to the next side, so then the din is mafsik. Mitzadechod eino mafsik. If it's in one side, meaning that you don't have to pick up the plow, you can just move the plow on the rock. The rock is not high enough. It's on the level of the ground. So you can just push the plow from one side to the other side, then it's considered to be one field. So how can you say that? Be'atani, it says in the bright soul, Madrego yishen gvoyos asor tfochim. If you have in the field steps, meaning the field is planted on steps, and every step is 10 tefachim higher than the other. And on each step, on each level, there's another garden. So the question is, do these gardens join together? So he's saying, the Gemara says, that if there is a madregush kvoyis asar tefachim, noisen peyo mikol achad ve'echot, they divide it. And each one does his own peyo. Pochos mikan, noisen me'echot alakol. But if it was less than 10 tefachim, you'd do one peyo on the entire field. That's what the Duke from on this Bryce says. So well, pochus mikan ain't oiker samachesh mitzadzeh v'noyster mitzadzeh. But didn't we say that the definition is, do you have to pick up the plower? If it's 10 tefachim high, if it's not 10 tefachim high, it's 9 tefachim high, 8 tefachim high, 7 tefachim high, you still have to pick up the plower from one side to the other side. And you just said that the definition is, do you have to pick up the machine of plowing? Is that considered to me an efsek? You said that's an efsek, so why here it's not an efsek? And that's what the Gemara is pointing out. If you pochus mikan oikeru, even less than tefachim, you have a problem to pick up the plower. So lo yasinon mitni asoro ela begin sof. This is more, you're right. Even less than tefachim, it will be a hefsik. The only reason we say tefachim is because of the end of the baiso. Shima Yurashim Madregus Muravim Shunoisim Nechod Alakril. Meaning what? If you do have a field that has steps, then they divide each other. But if the same fields have an area where they connect each other, and there's no steps, there is just one long field, maybe with a indentation going up, there's a little slope, but they're connected together as one field. So then you do not have the issue of hefsek. Even though one side of the field is divided by steps by different levels, if the other side is connected, so that's good enough. So I want to tell you a chiddush, even though the steps are 10 tefachim high, and usually that would be a separation in many other places, many different halachas, still, because you have one area which is connected, and you have one pay on the whole thing, you go based on that side, and therefore, we set 10 tefachim over here to emphasize the chiddush, that then it's considered to be one sadeh. But if there's no place where they're connected, the truth is, even though it will be less than 10 tefachim, says the Gemara, it will still be separated, and you have to do a payo on each one individually. Halacha Gimel Zok to Mishnah. Hakol mafsik lezroim. Everything we mentioned till now is for grain. There, it divided with all the things we mentioned. Ve'eino mafsik le'ilon elagoder. But for a tree, the only hefsek you have is a fence. If you don't have a fence, you don't have a hefsek. Reb Chaim here explains, because what's the idea? The idea in Peye is that you harvest everything in one shot. So by grain, if you have two different fields, you harvest each one separately. But trees are anyway separate from each other. And the way you harvest them, you go from tree to tree. So as long as there's no fence in the middle, it's still connecting all the trees together. You do one pay on all. If you have branches that are stopping you from going from one tree to another, ain't no mafsik. That's not a hefsek. People still harvest all of them together. And la noisin peah, la koi, do one pair for all of them together. The Mishnah continues and says, ule charuvim, for a carob tree. As long as the carobs can see each other, you do one pair on all, because carob tree is something that even if it's you have a fence, you still harvest them together. In my father's house, what they used to do, they would do pair for olive tree, all of them, anything that's in one area, they would do one pair for it, even though there's a fence in the middle, they still do one pair. I think one's going to explain to us the reason is, because what do you do with the olive tree? You make oil. You have Beis Sabad, you have the factory that makes oil. Oil you usually do from all the trees in the area. As long as the trees see each other, so then it's considered to be connected. You do one pay on all. We're holding that Chofav Amud Aleph. Rav Blazer Rav Tzadik Oyim Rav Mishwa, Rav Blazer Rav Tzadik said in the name of Rav Gamliel, that what they used to do is, even if the carob trees do not see each other, as long as they are in the one city, that you harvest all of them together, and you have one payo for all of them at once. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Payo Daf Chof. And I want to wish a Freilich HaPurim to all the listeners.